G'dvach Shavuot Tov to everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. We are back with Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. Yoshua ben Prachya v'nitai ha'arbeli kiblu mehem. Yoshua ben Prachya omar aseh lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Have edanis kol adam lekaf schus. So Yoshua ben Prachya teaches three things. And as we've been referencing thus far, it seems that these three parallel Shimon HaTzadik back in the second Mishnah of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. Aseh lecha rav, for of course, is reference to Torah, to study Torah, to learn Torah, to understand Torah. You need a Rebbe, you need a Rav. And therefore, Yeshua ben Prachya, Aseh lecha rav, is a reference back to Shimon HaTzadik of Torah. Knei lecha chaver is a reference to Avodah. O chavrusa, o misusa, a good friend is somebody who we will inspire you, who you will connect with, who you could study with, who could rebuke you when you do what is inappropriate. So knei lecha chaver, having a good friend, is a friend who will help you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, stronger, and with a deeper determination. And finally, habidanis kol adam l'skav schos, to judge your fellow favorably, is a reference to gemilus chasadim. There's no greater chesed, there's no greater joy that you can give to another human being than referencing and recognizing the goodness and sharing one's positivity about a particular circumstance, and thus judging your fellow favorably is a reference to gemilus chasadim. That is point number one. Point number two I'd like to refer you to is an unbelievable pshat of the Rambam in this Mishnah. The Rambam quotes Aristotle, as he does from time to time, in the language of the Rambam, Matov Mamar Aristotelus, how fine and how good is a maxim of Aristotle. And Aristotle focuses here, and as does the Rambam, and as we will, on the second statement of Yeshua ben Prachya, which is Knei Lecha Chaver. Knei Lecha Chaver little means to purchase, to buy a friend, so much so that the Rav or Bavadja Bar Tanura notes, as opposed to making for yourself a Rav, you should purchase a friend. Seemingly more important to purchase a friend than to make yourself a Rav. Therefore, the importance of purchase and having a friend is so critical. But Aristotle, the Rambam quotes, notes that there are three types of friends that a person has. The first is a friend who one benefits from, who one is a recipient of, somebody who takes care of me. It's almost like an aide, somebody who is my beneficiary, somebody who looks after me, who takes care of me. I'm just a recipient of that person's kindness. It's a very low-level friendship. Only when I'm the beneficiary of another's goodness, kindness, that's sort of the lowest level of friendship that may exist. The second level of friendship, the Rambam quotes from Aristotle, is a friendship where there is reciprocity. I do for you, you do for me. Almost like a business partnership, a shutvus of sorts, where there is a mutual relationship where each of the parties does for the other. So yes, that's a higher form because I'm doing for you and you are doing for me, as opposed to when I'm just a recipient. But still, says the Rambam, that's only the second level of a relationship of a friendship. The highest form of a friendship of chaver, who you should be kones, says the Rambam, is a friendship where each friend has their best interest of their friend in mind. I'm not looking for any reciprocity. I'm not looking for any reparations. All I want is to do for you. I care about you. I love you. I want what's best for you. And that type of friendship is the deepest friendship, is the knei lecha chaver, says the Rambam, that the Mishnah is referring to. That's the type of friend I want. I want a friend who only wants what's best for me, only cares for me, for looks out for me, and I will do the same for him. It's a well-known mashal of a particular friend who was signed to be executed by the king, and the king asked and told him, I'll give you one favor, one before I put you to death. And this individual says, all I want to do is to visit and to spend time with my family. So the king says, okay, but you know, you'll go home. How will I know that you're going to be coming back? So he says, look, I have a friend, and I know my friend will stay in my place for the certain amount of time. So the king says to him, okay, you could go home for 3 days, and your friend will sit in your place. If you don't come back, I will execute your friend instead. And the friend is such a good friend. He's so caring. He's so loving. He says, of course, go back to your family for 3 days. The end of 72 hours, you'll come back. And of course, I will stand in your place for these 3 days. Day one goes by, the friend doesn't come back. Day two goes by, the friend doesn't come back. The hours are ticking, 69, 70, 71, 72. The first person, the friend who's supposed to be executed, doesn't return. And of course, the friend says, well, I must be executed. That was the deal. And he's my friend. Of course, I will be executed. And slowly the king and his servants put him up on the gallows and quickly runs the first friend and says, no, no, here I am. I've returned. Don't allow my friend to be killed. I'm the one who's supposed to be killed. And the friend who's up on the gallows says, no, 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 I will be killed. And there's a fight between these two friends. I'll be killed. I'll be killed. And neither of them wants to be the one to be set free because they want to look out for that that other person. That is the chaver tov that the Rambam is referring to here, and that's the k'nei lecha chaver of the Mishnah. But the story doesn't end. Because when the king sees this brawl between the two friends, the king says, I'm not going to take either of your lives. All I want is one thing. I want to join your friendship. And that is the nimshal, the pasuk says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that when the truest form of love and friendship exists, ani Hashem, the pasuk concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters that relationship. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, when two people are in such deep friends, when it's k'nei lecha chaver, and this highest form of friendship that exists, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani Hashem, I want to enter that relationship, just like the king entered that relationship with those two friends. But allow it to conclude with a final level of friendship, and this is a friendship that Reb Shimon Schwab refers to. And Reb Shimon Schwab explains in Parshas Vayeshev that the ultimate friendship is a friend who's a confidant, someone who one can tell all of one's secrets, one's sins, one's most embarrassing things. I could share with you my deepest, most innermost feelings, my pain, my suffering, my trials, my tribulations, my most embarrassing things that I've committed, that I've done wrong. That, says Reb Shimon Schwab, is the ultimate friendship. And Reb Shimon Schwab, in his commentary, Mayan Beis HaShoeva Ala Torah, Parshas Vayeshev, shows us from a pasuk. Remember back in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yehuda committed a sin with the woman on the road, ultimately, who we know, of course, was Tamar. And when Yehuda went home, he knew, he understood, and part of the deal was that he would send this woman, this woman who had the relationship with a particular amount of goats and kids, and ultimately he was going to send this back to Tamar, this woman. And the pasuk says back in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamaches, pasuk Chaf, Vayishlach Yehuda's Gidei Ha'izim, Yehuda sent this goat, this kid, with Re'eyu Hadulami, his friend, the Adulamite. That was Chira, the Adulamite. And Reb Shimon Schwab wonders, well, why would he send these gifts, the kid, to Tamar with his friend? He didn't have to do that. He could find a more secretive way to send these goats back to Tamar. Why would he tell the Adulamite, why would he tell Chira what occurred, that he had this relationship with Tamar, this woman on the road? That's embarrassing. He shouldn't do that. He could send the gift with UPS. He could send it with the postal service. He could send it with a courier who he doesn't know. But why with Re'ehu HaAdulami? Says Reb Shimon Schwab, that's a true friend. A true friend is, as the pasuk says, Re'ehu HaAdulami, his friend, the Adulamite. Because the ultimate friendship, according to the Torah, is a friendship where I could reveal in my confidant, in my friend, something and confess something that I have done wrong, that I've acted inappropriately, and that I have shared. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. K'nei lecha chaver, such a friend, you gotta buy. You gotta purchase. You gotta run after. You gotta look for. It's the v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. That form of a relationship is so important, so critical, and so crucial. It's even more important than a rav. Aseh lecha rav. But k'nei lecha chaver, buy a friend. So let's try to be friends, and let's try to look for friends of such a relationship, the friendship of the Rambam, the friendship which Aristotle refers to, and the friendship of Shimon Schwab. Let's keep all those in mind. All the best.